Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Another edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. We're back in the Southern Bancorp studios, Kelly and I. Glad to be back home, so to speak, and glad you're tuned in with us today. Got a great show lined up for you. About to talk to our basketball coach, Jay Ladder. Big news about basketball. But first, let's remind you about Dickey's Barbecue Pit, great supporters of our show and Southern Miss Athletics. Great place to take your family and the best place to cater your next event. I've catered several baseball weekends through Dickey's. Never been disappointed. I know you've had the same experience, Kelly.
I have indeed.
Yep. So it's a great place to cater your next event. All right, let's kick things off. Jay Ladner, of course, is the head basketball coach at Southern Miss, and lots of great news, Coach. I don't want to say big news. I don't want to use a really sour pun there, but big news anytime you sign a 7-foot basketball player.
You know, and I saw, first of all, I always thank y'all for having me on. Y'all really appreciate y'all. I want y'all to know that. And what a great show this is for Southern Miss folks. But yes, I think it's the first 7-footer we've had since 2009. I think I saw that in the newspaper or something the other day. Mm-hmm. And maybe 2006. I may have my years, but it was 2006 or 2009. So it's been a little while. One of the things that we felt hurt us last year was that we just didn't have that big rim protector. We like to get out and pressure on defense, and even though Felipe Hasse, incredible year for us, DeAndre Pinckney, incredible year, both of them are really, really on the verge of doing some great things professionally. They just weren't that guy. They just, you know, and when we played someone like Louisiana, who had the big 7-footer that was a player of the year, who just transferred to Memphis, by the way, which was great news for us.
Really?
South Alabama had the big 7-footer in the NIT, UAB, big-bodied 7-foot guys. That, you know, our guys were just, again, tall, but just really couldn't match up, and it caused us a lot of problems. So that was a priority for us through recruiting. We were really, really close on some really, really high-level guys. This was, of course, one of our targets as well, and Tegra Izze is his name. Averaged 9 points, 10 rebounds, little over 3 blocks a game at Harcum Community College. He went to school in Washington, D.C. and played in the famous Catholic League there, which is one of the top prep leagues there in the country in Washington, D.C. So came out of a great prep school and great school, and then went to LaSalle. Played at LaSalle his first year, had some indecent numbers for a true freshman, went to Harcum, which is right there in Philadelphia, and of course, we were able to get on him and talk him into coming to South Mississippi. And so it's a big sign for us, and it feels really what I felt like was a hole in our recruiting. I felt like we had addressed every other priority that we needed, but we had not quite signed that big man yet, but we have signed him now, and we can't be more excited.
So Tegra Izze comes into the fold, a native Canadian, comes into the fold here at Southern Miss. So boy, the South Mississippi Heat, he's going to have to get adjusted to that right away. By the way, Jay, happy belated birthday, and you are now to the age where your obituary will not say the untimely death of...
be nice to our guests. Well, what's wrong with you?
No, he and I are about the same age, so I'm just saying, you know, we're getting there, right?
And that's right.
And we've got another signee who's coming back home by way of Oregon State.
Yes, these are two guys that have signed, and we'll kind of recap the list too, Kelly, before y'all let me off. I want to make sure we get them all five of those guys and in there. But Nick Cross, Nick is from Gulfport. He played at St. Patrick's High School there in Gulfport. Well, really in between Gulfport and Biloxi. And he's a young man that we recruited actually out of high school. Of course, lost out to Oregon State on him. But he had a true freshman in the Pac, was it the Pac 10 or Pac 12, whatever they play in. I can't remember the number there, 10 or 12, but, had a great, freshman year. So of course, Nick, hit the transfer portal and he actually gave me a call and he said, Coach, he said, I'd love to get back home. I love what y'all did last year. And so I got to talking to him. I said, Nick, I said, how in the world did you end up at Oregon State? I said, I understand Power Five school, the whole deal. And he said, Coach, he said, I'll be honest with you, I just got caught up in all that. And I said, well, tell me how it was. He said, well, he loved the basketball part of it. He said, but it was dark, it was cold, and it rained every day. And when I said he's dark, he said the sun rarely came out. He said it was just too far away from a kid from the Mississippi coast. He said, I hope you'll let me come home. And so anyway, it's been kind of fun with him. But really good player. And, of course, that was another one. Then I'll talk – if I've got a second, I'd love to talk about the other guys.
Sure.
Some of them, of course, have already been on campus. A big surprise. And then some of them will be coming. Big surprise. As a young man that we haven't spoken a lot about, he signed in the early period. He's the only signee we had, and a 6'8" forward. His name is Bryson Hall. He's a junior college kid from Alabama. He's from New Orleans. His family's from New Orleans originally, but they moved like a lot of New Orleans folks, relocated after Hurricane Katrina over to Alabama. He's been a very pleasant surprise. Going to be a really good player for us. Has had a good few weeks since we've been working them out since about the second week of June. Andre Corbello is probably the highest profile recruit that we've signed since I've been here. This is a young man that he averaged about 10 a game last year for St. John. He was at Illinois as a freshman. Of course, been St. John the last couple of years. He was the Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year, I believe, as a freshman. My son, Luke, who's more of a social media guy, told me he has over 20-some thousand followers on on like one of these social media sites.
Right.
So maybe it's a higher number. But anyway, he's a heck of a player. And let's see who else I'll leave out there.
But you mentioned Izzy.
Luke's sitting right here by me. He corrected me.
Whoop.
On Instagram.
But you mentioned.
Let's see who else.
You mentioned Izzy. You mentioned Izzy. You mentioned our boy from the coast. You mentioned Bryson Hall, and you mentioned Corbello. So who's the fifth one?
Victor Owako,
there you
who
go.
Is a big forward from UNLV. Had a good game against us last year. Really bouncy athlete. Just wonderful young men. I think he's got a chance to be really good. And we looked at him to possibly fill in that four spot for us where DeAndre Pinckney left off. And so we accomplished some priorities in terms of keeping us old. I like the fact that we have older players. All of them have played multiple years of Division I basketball. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my son who's going to join us as a
We were about to remind you of that, Coach.
Yeah.
I've got to do it because he's sitting right here by me. Bob, if I didn't, he'd be giving me the old stinky look.
We're glad to have him.
Yeah, we are. I'm proud of him. First time in my life I ever have an opportunity to coach him. He's had a good few weeks, to be honest with you. But anyway, so that kind of rounds up our class. We do have one open scholarship, And at this point, we felt like of course, I would love to, if I had a choice, I'd probably want to get another big. But I also will take the best available left if we have to. And we're not just going to throw a scholarship on somebody. If we have to just have one unused, you know, that's what we'll do and hold it for next year's group.
All right, Coach, can you hang around for another segment? You're traveling, I gather.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Your phone cut in a little bit on us. It cut in and out. We want to maybe follow up on one question, and then I want to talk to you about the kids that are coming back from last year's team that was so exciting, and then and just kind of the state of college athletics in general. I wanted to get your input on it because this seems like the transfer portal has become more and more dominant every year.
We may need more than 15 minutes to talk about that.
I got it.
Yes,
we're talking to basketball coach Jay Ladner, one of our very favorite guys around here. And we're going to continue our conversation with Coach right on the other side of a very short break. Hang on. Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. This segment's sponsored by Campus Bookmart, Miss Kathleen. We love her dearly. She's there every day. Be sure to tell her her buddies from the Eagle Hour said hello and buy all of your swag from Campus Bookmart. Also want to thank Noel Daniels Motor Company up in Brandon, Mississippi. They're a sponsor on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And you can buy a brand new Icon cart from the Noel Daniels Motor Company and get it delivered anywhere in the state of Mississippi for just $99. First-class electrical vehicles for all your needs in the neighborhood, the farm, and the golf course, of course. Remember, they'll deliver it to you right here in Hattiesburg or anywhere you're listening to the show today, if it's your state of Mississippi, for just $99. Always a great inventory. It always gives you the best deal. Regardless, you can go to noeldaniels.car. Noeldaniels.car is my apology. Noeldaniels.car. You know, Kelly, I was thinking, you could buy one of those, and then you could get in the cart when you leave the house, drive to your car, get out of the cart, in the car, pull up, get right back in the cart, and you would never have to walk anywhere.
Or go to my mailbox.
Go to your mailbox.
From my front door, drive at the cart to the mailbox.
You could get it inside and go from the refrigerator back to the recliner in the golf cart.
Well, but if I'm going to maintain top physical condition, Bob, I don't know that.
And that is a priority in your life. There's no question. There's no question about that. Hey, Coach, we're glad to have you on the show very much. And, you know, it was such a great team last year. I don't know that I've ever had much more fun following basketball than last year. And my friend Larry Warren and I will remember forever sitting together and watching the Louisiana game. It was like old times, man, when you and Coach Turk were there. So we're looking forward to more of that. And there were a lot of great kids on that team. Let's remind people, who were some of your contributors last year that will be back, Coach?
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. You know, of course, we want to carry that momentum, and it really has helped us in recruiting. Contrary to what Coach Denson said on the show, was that y'all had him yesterday. It does help in recruiting.
Yes. Let's reframe
thanks,
that for
Jay.
People that might have
stayed in the obvious. Yeah. I don't want to say contrary. Yeah. Actually, along with what he said, right. But I'm just going to say it the
well,
different
for
way.
For frame of reference, everybody,
yeah,
Kelly
right,
did ask
right.
Coach if finishing in the top 10 would help recruiting. And he wanted me to ask you as well, signing a 7-footer, will that help in the paint at all, Coach?
I'm never going to live this down.
That's right, Kelly. But, you know, and it has helped us in recruiting. And I tell you, as I get into talking about the players, the returning players, one of the things that we have run into a huge problem with, which I consider a sign of growth, is scheduling. And we have had by far the most challenging year of scheduling that we've had. And I mean, really, we're getting in a little bit of a crisis. We're having a hard time scheduling the bigger schools. We were able to win at Vanderbilt and at Liberty and some of those games that they normally buy you for and expect to win. So we're having a hard time with those people wanting to do that when they can find some other ones out there. And we're having a hard time getting home and home games because of people not wanting to come play at Reed Green. So I take it, though, as a sign of growth, and I'm excited about it. We'll continue to have a great schedule. And maybe the next time I'm on, we'll have our schedule complete. We still got a few holes to fill, but do have some exciting things on the schedule with some in-state and in-state school, which is done, and then a possibility of another one. So hopefully we can have some better details.
And real quick, Coach, I'll tell you, I did see where the new Ole Miss basketball coach was commenting on playing you guys on the coast, and he said it was a good thing for basketball. He sounded like to me that he would be in favor of that being an annual deal.
I really appreciate Chris Beard. He of course, Chris and I have had a long-time relationship. We played against each other when he was at Texas Tech and I was at Southeastern Louisiana, and then, of course, went out my first year here at Southern Miss, the same thing. We played him and have developed a good friendship, and I actually picked him up at the airport. Ole Miss had a big fundraiser or alumni event down in Biloxi. I flew in on a jet, and I picked him up at the private airport there in Gulfport, and we went straight to the Coliseum, met with the Coliseum director, Matt McDonald, who has also been instrumental in making this thing work, and ironed out all the financial details and contracts and so forth. So he thinks just like we do. It's sometimes you got to do what's good for basketball, and I could get off on another tangent of why were you not playing in football, you know, in a state, and Ole Miss every year, kind of like we used to, because I think it's just good for the state. But
right. That's
my opinion, and you have to have two to tango. But I'm really thankful for Chris Beard to help make that happen. And we have spent a lot of time. Of course, I've been on some other media outlets and talking about the recruiting class. But I think we'd be remiss if we don't talk about what we have coming back. We've got a good group coming
Let's
back.
Let's hear about that.
Of course, I think first and foremost, you look at Nefta Alvarez and of course, Austin Crowley, had a really, really strong 1-2 punch. And, you know, of course, both of those guys really had standout years. But don't forget about Mo Arnold. You know, Mo's coming back again. Mo's one of those unsung guys that is just solid. He comes every single day and does his work. He's physical. He's tough. He's experienced. I'm so excited about him. Donovan Ivory's back. I feel like Donovan Ivory is an all-conference talent. We would like to see him be a little more consistent. He knows, if he's listening to this show, he knows how I feel, but he also knows how much I believe in him, and he's a very talented 6'7" forward. Had some great games for us last year. The Louisiana game, he came in and played great, that y'all referenced earlier. Victor Hart is our most athletic big. He's had a really good off season so far. Again, searching for a little bit of consistency. So you know, we've got our ones are back in Nefta and Mo. Our twos are back in Austin. Of course, Jeff Armstrong, who's been with us, and Jeff Armstrong, I want to say this: he is about a. Not only is he an effective basketball player, but he's about as fine a young man as I've ever coached. And I had one of our coaches in our recruiting meeting last year, one of our recruiting meetings in the spring, said, "Coach, what about Jeff? And what about if we could get somebody a little more high profile?" I said, "It would take the Mississippi National Guard to get him out of here, as long as he wants to stay at Southern Miss and get him off scholarship, because that's how much he means to our team and our locker room, his character. He's a winner. He'll be one of our captains this year. He's a leader, and he's really developed into a good, solid player for us. Is he going to go out there and get 15 to 20 a night? No, but he plays great defense, understands his role, and is super in the locker room. So we've got a good group of guys back. And I'm going to mention another player because he's kind of like a returnee and kind of like a new guy, but that's Kobe Montgomery. And Kobe Montgomery is a young man. He was one of the highest recruited junior college players 2 years ago, but he wasn't going to be academically eligible. Of course, we were coming off a 7-win season, and I'll be honest with you, at the time I was recruiting him, I didn't know if I was going to be back. And so it wasn't easy to recruit to seven wins. But when I'd gone to the Junior College National Championship, which is held in Hutchinson, Kansas, his team, Triton Community College out of Illinois, was playing. He was one of the, I felt like, one of the top prospects. So I took a shot in the dark. I contacted him, contacted his coach there. And his coach told me that, of course, all the, he had Big Ten offers. He had a lot of high, you know, big-time offers that, and where was we're coming off seven wins, that hard forced to get his foot in the door. But I did catch one thing the coach said, but coach, we're not sure if he's going to be academically eligible. Well, that, to me, I saw that as an opportunity. So I asked the coach, I said, coach, I said, let me ask you something. As we looked into it, I said, if I was to offer him a scholarship, and even though he wasn't eligible, and I would honor that scholarship throughout this year with the ability for him to go ahead and get in our program, we'd get him eligible. Of course, he'd come down here and do his schoolwork, get him eligible for the following year. He said, coach, you would do that? And I said, absolutely. Well, once we did that, that elevated us to the top of the list because none of the other schools were willing to do that and sit him out. He's a heck of a player. I'll tell you this right now. He's our best athlete. He's our best as far as jumping. He's very explosive, and he can shoot the cover off of it, Kelly and Bob. He really can. And y'all just remember that I said this, kind of like Juan last year and his prediction that Kobe Montgomery's going to have a good year for us. He's tough. He's got that Southern Miss toughness about him. And again, he's kind of fits in between. He's a returning player in a sense, but he just hasn't played for us.
Right.
And he's new in a sense because he hasn't played. So, but that'll kind of round out our roster. Of course, Tate Ryder, another young, returning young man from Oak Grove. He you know, worked his tail off.
Yeah.
He's had his best off season. Trey Alfonso from Chalmette, Louisiana. You know, those are guys that kind of that round out our roster.
All right, Coach. Well, we always appreciate your time. I hope you know that, and you know that you're welcome here anytime. We're excited. We're looking forward to what we think is going to be another great season. So we really appreciate
your
time.
Well, in the next few weeks, as we kind of finalize our schedule, I'd love to come back on and talk about our schedule. Because it's going to be very exciting, I'll tell you that. Of course, y'all have already mentioned the Ole Miss game on the coast on December 23rd. And also, by that time, we should have a finalization of our roster with this last spot.
And actually, in the fourth segment today, we're going to talk more about the MAC Sunbelt Challenge.
Yep.
Yes.
You just let us know, Coach. You're welcome here anytime. We appreciate
it
today.
Same here. Always enjoy and appreciate y'all having me on.
All right. Coach Jay Ladner, everybody, head basketball coach at Southern Miss. And we have clarified that the seven-footer will help inside the paint, Kelly. So thank you for those questions. Man, I'm telling you.
The Eagle Hour will continue in just a moment.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, don't forget, everybody, you can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our show. It's a great place, as you know, to have lunch tomorrow. What's today, Wednesday? Day after tomorrow, I highly suggest a visit to a 4th Street Bar and Grill. I may have to make one of those myself.
Hamburger steak was yesterday. That's always real
and
good, too.
And that's good.
On
know,
Tuesdays,
but nothing
yeah.
beats Fridays.
Well, you're just a big catfish fan.
And I like
fan.
Catfish. Yeah. That stuff's good. So we want to thank 4th Street Bar and Grill for all they do. When you get through eating your catfish Friday, you can slide right out on the street over to Hardy and get your great dessert at Mo' Bay Beignet Company. Now, I'm telling you what, catfish and beignets got a ring to it, Kelly. I like it. I can see it.
You know, but with all due respect, I don't know that you're going to, even I would have enough room with the portions that they serve at 4th Street.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd have enough room for the beignets. Maybe have beignets for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, take a little time and then go to 4th
Street
for lunch.
I like eating there because you're oftentimes surrounded by a bunch of really good blue-collar working guys, which I think are the salt of the earth and just the greatest Americans of all. And I'm always happy to always happy to share, you know, lunch with great guys like that. So it's all at 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, yesterday, as you know, if you listened to the show, we were at the official announcement of Christian Ostrander. Probably got a little lost in all the hoopla yesterday, but, you know, when the final baseball polls came out yesterday, Kelly, and D1, which I think D1 and the coaches poll to me are the two most legitimate polls, both of those had Southern Miss season finale ranked 9th in the country, Collegiate Baseball Writers Association 10, Collegiate Baseball 10, College Baseball Nation 10. It's remarkable when you think about it. And I think back to the first of the year when we were kind of bemoaning all the losses, what, 8 pitchers, second baseman, center fielder. And as great as the team was last year, they finished 14th in D1 at the end of the year. But my heavens, to break the top 10 should erase a lot of the disappointment we all felt after the Super Regional. This is going to go down as a remarkable season.
I remember very early in the season, actually prior to the baseball season, Benji Barham of one of the alumni association in Jackson, one of the alumni associations in Jackson, asked me to come and speak. And they specifically were asking questions, you know, about sports, and baseball came up. And I doubled down on what I had said on this radio program, and they were all big Eagle Hour listeners. And I doubled down on what I said about the baseball staff, and they all thought that that I was smoking crack. You know, they just said, "There's no way the pitching staff." And I said, "I don't know that they will either. I just know their pitching resumes, and I know that they have the ability to be that good." And the fact that, they have to be managed and they have to be developed. And that, of course, is a tribute to the coaching staff as a whole, that they were developed and they were managed. And then they performed, you know, when they were called upon. But it was a remarkable season. And when you look at Christian Ostrander, lots of times, and he mentioned this yesterday briefly in his introductory press conference, lots of times when coaches will get a job, they get a head coaching job because the baseball program is a dumpster fire. And the coach will come in and say, you know, it's going to take time, but we'll get there, right? The opposite is true here. The program is at a pinnacle that it has never seen before. So this is a guy that comes in at a program that is clicking on all cylinders. And when you think about it, from a layman's standpoint, there's a lot of pressure that's on Christian Ostrander, because there's no nowhere question. To go but down,
no
right?
Question, yeah.
I mean, you can say the only where up that they can go is literally a trip to Omaha, right? So there's a lot riding for this guy and his staff, because the only place that they could go that would make it better would be a trip to Omaha. So there's a lot riding on this staff, and it's big pressure. But he said that they are welcoming it with open arms and let's go. And he said, we are going to Omaha. Yeah.
I know that your son, John Carter, is coaching right now in a summer league. And I read the other day where 8 Golden Eagle players are playing in these wood bat leagues around the country. Tell listeners that may not be aware, what exactly is that and how does that help a kid develop, Kelly?
The summer leagues, and my son is the pitching coach for the Strasburg Express in the Valley League, in the Shenandoah Valley. And it allows these kids and they're recommended to these different teams by their college coaches, who are guys that didn't get as many reps during the last season as they had hoped. And these are players that coaches are looking to for the upcoming season to maybe be guys that they can count on. So what way, you know, to get some additional reps now that the season is over, to go to these summer leagues and get some of those reps in different positions, and pitchers who didn't get to throw a whole lot or might be coming off of Tommy John surgery to get some pitches thrown and to get some work in, so that when they come back to report for fall baseball, you know, they will have got some miles on the tires, so to speak.
In today's climate, is it risky in the sense that Coach X might be friends with the coach at SEC school number 3, and they say, "Man, this center kid, you need to grab this kid up. He looks really good." Do you think that enters coaches' minds in today's world? Or would coaches have more integrity than to do that? The summer league coaches.
I would think the summer league coaches are, you know, from different schools, and they could be junior college coaches or college coaches. They're there strictly to, you know, to instruct and help these kids. So I don't think the poachers or the sharks are out there, you know, looking at these kids. I think they base it on the, and again, these kids are not the kids necessarily that you're going to poach because they don't have as much experience.
I got you.
Which is why they're playing in these summer leagues.
One thing that struck me is I saw that Matthew Etzel is playing in the summer league. Now, I think we all assume that he's going to be drafted and gone, but the fact that he's playing in the summer league, does that indicate to you that maybe not?
He might be a bubble guy, for sure. And this might be a chance for him to put up some big numbers and maybe solidify, you know, his numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's probably why he made that decision. That's what logic would dictate. If he was a solid bet, probably wouldn't be playing.
There would be no reason, right?
Correct. That's what logic would dictate. But the draft, you know, be coming up soon, and you know, you'd think that Dustin Dickerson is a sure thing. You know, the question about Slade Wilkes comes up all the time. People say, "What about Slade Wilkes?" I mean, obviously, some of the quickest hands to ever come through Southern Miss, but he hasn't been playing a position. You know, so he's capable, certainly, of playing a position, but he hasn't. So where does that sit with the pro scouts? And would that make Slade Wilkes draftable or not? You know, time will tell.
As we head into the heart of the summer, I was thinking yesterday while we were there listening to Coach Oz and some of the others talk about the state of Southern Miss athletics overall. Great momentum under Will Hall. Just talked to Jay Ladner. Obviously, great year last year. You see the recruiting class that he's already put together. The women's team wins the ties for the regular season championship. I think the cross-country team early this year won the first Sun Belt Regional. Have you seen Southern Miss Athletics in better shape in a long time? And if not, who's responsible for this?
No, I think it is. And it is translating into, which they also talked about yesterday, Eagle Club memberships are going to eclipse record numbers that they did last year. They're almost already there. Season ticket sales will eclipse. Of course, baseball set an all-time record. And honestly, I don't know that you're even going to be able to sell more season tickets than you did last year. Right. Football season ticket sales, you know, the east side, one of those clubs on the east side is already sold out. So, you know, the old adage that if you win, they will come. It maybe shouldn't be that way, but it is. And I think what you'll also see, there will be a direct correlation in enrollment. You know, because lots of times you'll hear people argue, well, people, you know, they just spend too much time focusing on sports, and sports is not really why, you know, you go to college. I hear you. You're there to get the diploma. But when you look at the Alabamas and some of these other schools across the country, there is a direct correlation of success on the field, on the court, wherever, and enrollment. Kids mm-hmm. want to be part of success of athletic programs. They want to go cheer on a winning football team. They don't want to cheer for a losing football team or basketball team or baseball team. So, and registrars will tell you that. If you go look at winning records of different teams, mm-hmm. you'll see that there will be spikes in enrollment. And I'll be interested to see when the fall numbers at Southern Miss become official this fall. I'll bet you that numbers will be up compared to last year.
And when you reference Alabama, you're obviously talking about girls softball, fast-pitch softball.
Oh, yeah, they're tremendous.
Some success.
Yeah, tremendous. Yeah.
If they could only build their football program up, it would probably help with their
program. Give them time. Give them time. Their coach said he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Now they got to find a good coach first. That'd be the first
one. If they would just increase the salary a little bit and make it a little more lucrative, yeah. You know, perhaps, you know,
Saban is struggling.
Yes, for sure. Hey, basketball wise, Bob, we were talking with Jay Ladner a little while ago. The MAC Sun Belt Challenge schedule, the complete schedule, is
talk about
out.
That when we come back.
Yeah, and also track and field for Southern Miss. You talk about transfer portal for football and all these other sports. It's happening in track as well, and the Eagles got a good one.
All right, all of that next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
D1 DBAT sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. It is a great place to take your kids this summer for baseball and softball training. If you're an athlete yourself, like Kelly and I, it is a great place to keep yourself fine-tuned. Kelly's into heavy weightlifting, of course, and people don't know this, but I'm a semi-pro hockey player.
I'm into resistance training. I resist going to the
you
gym.
You resist training. That's exactly what you do, right? So D1 DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art training facility, and just a great place to get in the best shape of your life. All right, Kelly, you got a lot of news from some other sports. Let's hear it.
Yeah, track and field at Southern Miss has signed sprinter Adrian Harris. He has transferred from South Dakota State. You know, the transfer portal works for every sport, and he is a sprinter and a premier sprinter, a native of St. Petersburg, Florida. I want to get a little bit closer to home, so he is leaving South Dakota State to come to Southern Miss. Congratulations to the track and field squad as they have signed Adrian Harris on his way to the Golden Eagles. We talked about Tegra Eze, the 7-foot basketball player that has signed with Southern Miss and will bring a presence inside. Meanwhile, also on the basketball front, the MAC Sunbelt Challenge has been now officially unveiled as to which teams will be playing who. Here's the way it breaks down. Appalachian State will play the Wolfpack of Northern Illinois. Arkansas State will play Bowling Green. Georgia Southern drew Eastern Michigan, while Georgia State drew Western Michigan. James Madison will play the Golden Flashes of Kent State. Louisiana will play the Toledo Rockets. Old Dominion will play Ball State, David Letterman's alma mater. South Al will play Buffalo. Texas State will play Miami of Ohio. Troy will play Ohio. ULM will play Central Michigan, and of course, Southern Miss will play Akron. The Zips, and that game is on Saturday, November 11th at Akron. As Jay Ladner mentioned, the complete schedule for Southern Miss basketball to be released soon. And interesting, Bob, out of the NFL, Travis Kelce announced that the NFL is going to be loosening its restrictions on use of cannabis/marijuana. In its drug testing of NFL players. And Travis Kelce, on a side note, said that if he had to put a percentage of use of marijuana in the NFL, he put the number, and he said, I'm not exaggerating here, Travis Kelce's number was 80%. He thought that 80% of players in the NFL used marijuana on a somewhat regular basis.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of the NFL, kind of a sidebar story, if you're going you and your family are going down to the Destin, Florida area over the weekend, you really need to really be careful about the extraordinary riptide that's taking place down there. There's been 4 or 5 people drowned in the last week, and yesterday a former NFL quarterback drowned. And, you know, if a young man physically fit like that cannot get out of a riptide and drowns, you know, the average guy is really putting themselves in danger. So I would just caution everybody to – really be careful about that.
35-year-old Ryan Mallett, who was a great quarterback at Arkansas and played in the National Football League. Ryan Mallett is the man that Bob just mentioned. And the thing is, too, is a lot of these beaches have the flag warnings. There were double red flags up on a lot of these beaches that are warning people, do not go in the water. Mm-hmm. But the flags, obviously, can't keep you out of the water. So for heaven's sakes, you know, heed the advice. And look, we know it's 110 heat index out there, but it's better to stand the heat than die in a riptide.
A lot of real tragedies taking place there here in the past few days down on in the Florida panhandles. Really be careful.
One final note from the NFL, Bob. They have announced that later on today or tomorrow, they are going to be levying suspensions on NFL players that they have found guilty of betting on NFL games.
Really?
Some of them involving their own teams.
Really?
So the NFL says that'll come down either tonight or tomorrow.
I've never really had a problem with that if you're betting on your own team to win. Isn't that what Pete Rose did? He always bet on Cincinnati to win the game. Am I correct?
I'm not as familiar with the Rose case anymore. But I don't know. I just think
I get why they're doing that. Of course, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy. Don't bet on games, but we're going to put a franchise in Las Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. That would be the last place that you'd want to put a
franchise. One would think, right?
But now the Oakland A's baseball team is headed to Las Vegas. Of course, the Raiders are in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I guess they say it's okay, for the fans to do it. You just don't want the players to do it because you've got skin in the game, obviously.
Football just around the corner.
Yes, and cheerleading camps are taking place on the campus as the cheerleaders and band camps because, you know, bands and cheerleaders and all the support people have to be there, you know, prior to the season. So we'll be hearing from some of the Southern Miss officials as they begin putting together the football season.
The scary, intimidating Dixie Darlings will be practicing soon, too. We'll have to get some of the band guys. They're important.
Oh, man.
The band and the cheerleaders, they're all part of the atmosphere.
And they're two-a-days out there carrying those tubas in this heat and things like that.
Pretty heavy stuff, right?
Oh, man.
All right, that wraps up today's show. We hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Till then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.